Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, and standing here beside me is... Hey, what are you doing? Don't push me out of the shot, you arrogant jerk.
Well, well, well. Now that true greatness has finally made an appearance, the ratings will finally go up. Later on tonight, I am facing Rick Righteous for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. And guess what, Rick? Your reign at the top is very quickly coming to an end. Now, Rick, you can sit in the back and make fun of me and criticize me and tell me that I'm not in your league. But guess what? I dare you to underestimate me. You see, Rick, you can sit there and brag about beating guys like Jack Craven or Mike Cavanaugh. But guess what? Those guys were pieces of crap and deserve what they got. Now, Rick, you sit there and ask, what have I done? And quite honestly, that makes me laugh. You see, Rick, when I came into the WEWA, the WEWA World Television Championship was a disgrace. It almost was a strike against you to hold it, because guys like Chris Ross and Derek Purse was dragging it through the mud. But guess what, Rick? A funny thing happened. I won it in my second match and had a very long reign. In fact, I made the WEWA World Television Championship one of the most prestigious titles in the world today. When people think of the top champion, they now look at the WEWA World Television Champion, and that's because true greatness made the belt what it is today. But now that I've taken care of business there, it's time to move on, and I'm now looking at your eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. You see, Rick, you've been nothing but a joke to that championship, and it's time that I take matters into my own hands. You tell me that I'm not in your league, but guess what? The fact that you are underestimating me will be your downfall. You see, Rick, I have one of the most devastating finishers in the WEWA today, the Thunderstruck. And make no mistake about it, tonight I will give you a front row seat. So, Rick, I hope you take a long, close look at your title belt, because after tonight, it will be around the waist of true greatness Michael Morrison. You see, Rick, a new era is beginning here tonight, and that is with Michael Morrison on top. But now I have another important matter to address, and that's a certain superstar who is not getting the job done. And that person is none other than Daryl Bazan. You see, Daryl, ever since you came into the WEWA and was handed the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship, you have been nothing but a joke and a disgrace. So I had my crack greatness research staff look at you, and quite honestly, the results are not surprising. So I hope you pay close attention to the following grades. Talent, F. Charisma, F. The ability to get the job done, F. Execution, D minus. You see, Daryl, quite honestly, these numbers don't lie, and it's time that you are exposed for the joke that you are. But don't worry, Daryl. After I win the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship tonight, I'll give you a shot and let you make a name for yourself. But I know that you will fail, and I will expose you for the joke and the disgrace that you really are. So make no mistake about it, Daryl. True greatness is watching, and you better pick up your performance, or true greatness will have to take matters into his own hands.
I'm your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, if Mike Morrison's action figure is really anatomically correct, then he doesn't belong on my show. Back to your promo.
Matters into his own hands. What's that supposed to mean? Well, thank you very much, Candace Hoffman, for yet another impromptu interview, and I have to admit, it appears as if Mike Morrison is not only calling out the World Heavyweight Champion, but he's also expanding his horizons by actually taking time to verbally bitch slap his partner Daryl Bazov too. Wow, that's actually groundbreaking. Mike Morrison wants both Rick Righteous and Daryl Bazov. Well, folks, the lights in the arena have dimmed, and as the simulated lightning bursts through the arena, it's time for our next contest, so let's go to the ring.
Introducing first the challenger.
A Lois falling over this capacity crowd. Oh! Multicolor pyrotechnic explosion waking up the land. Oh, good lord almighty! What a massive explosion! It just rips through the entranceway. And you know, look at the fans. They're absolutely breathless. A wall of fire now forms, and as the smoke starts to clear, the fans can see that it's Matt McClain's image on the Ovaltron. Out into the entranceway and looking around the arena, McClain flashes a grin, and you have to know that this roar behind me of disapproval is because these fans, these WWE fans, everybody in wrestling hates Matt McClain. Slowly walking to the ring tonight, Matt McClain is dressed in a pair of metallic black blue tights, and he has the word crippler down the side of his leg. Entering the ring, spotlights bathe him in a pale blue color and jerking up his arms into the air. The boos continue to rain down on Matt McClain.
We have from Houston, Texas, and weighing in tonight at 235 pounds. He is known throughout hospitals all over the world as the crippler. He is Matt McClain.
Looking at Matt McClain from my seat, I can say this. Mr. McKee has hired some stinkers in the past, but I can say with confidence that Matt McClain is every bit the real deal. Well, speaking of the real deal, here comes his opponent.
The man, the bad, the ugly.
Ladies and gentlemen, accompanying him to the ring by the lovely Sarah Richards, he is the sturdiest player in the game, and your three-time WWA World Television Champion from Kokomo, Indiana, he's DCP, Eric Kishapar.
As the pyrotechnics begin to go off, out walked our WWA World Television Champion, DCP, Derek G-Shot Park. Tonight, DCP is decked out in his official black WWA GBU Time t-shirt, black carpenter pants, and wrestling boots with the word DCP written in orange down its side. The WWA World Television Championship belt is rested on his left-hand shoulder, and with the mic in his hand, it appears DCP has something to say to Matt McClain before their bout. Take it away, DCP.
Are you ready, McClain? I hope you are, because in just a few moments, you're going to find out just how good, just how bad, and just how ugly I can be in that ring. In just a few moments, you're going to find out that this match isn't about you. It's about me, DCP.
Dropping the mic, DCP rolls into the ring, and McClain immediately attacks, lowering his double axe handle across the back of the champion. Two hard punches to the jaw shake DCP like a concrete pillar, propping Derek up into the corner. McClain fires into his chest with a series of right hands. Parks wobbles in place, and McClain winds up. Fist to the hand, fist to the face. Down goes DCP, flat on his ass and rolling from the squared circle. DCP looks to be H-U-R-T. Immediately following DCP down to the crowd level, McClain continues with an illegal closed fist to the ear. Irish whip into the steel stairs, sends Parks slumping over the mass of metal, and in pain, Matt McClain is moving in. He just won't let up, folks. Pulling Parks up by the arm once again, McClain tosses him into the cameraman, and down goes DCP once again. Thus far, Matt McClain has been fantastic, and oh my god, Matt McClain is pointing once again to the separated steel stairs. taking DCP by the hair, McLean. Flying the champion, head first onto the ceiling. DCP is being started. Discus punch connects him flat on his ass. This crowd cannot believe the awesomeness that is Matt McLean. Rolling parts under the bottom rope and beating the count. And back into the ring comes McLean, and he's leaping into the air looking for a split-legged moonsault. Parks gets the knees up, and oh, that might be the break that DCP needs. Jarrett Cheap Shot Parks is hurt, but he knows that it's now or never, and fighting through the pain manages to lower a killer elbow drop to the forehead of the challenger. McLean fights up to one knee, and Parks makes him pay with a tough love knee lift, and down goes Matt McLean flat on his back, ripping McLean's head to the side. Submission style, DCT slows down the action, applying immediate pressure to the neck and upper lumbar area. The crowd is now starting to get behind DCP. Jarrett Cheap Shot Parks, and believe it or not, Matt McLean is fighting to his feet. Parks pushes him into the corner, and before McLean can get started, DCP unleashes two stinging chops from hell, taking hold of the rope. This Molotov kicks to the stomach, doubles over McLean, and taking hold of the rope, the champion forces the air from McLean's body with a shoulder drive into the corner. Again, again, again. Snap suplex by Jarrett Cheap Shot Parks, and flipping over for the press. One, two, three. No, Matt McLean kicks out, and this one's going to continue. Oh, blatant chokehold by Parks shows the frustration and pulling McLean back to his feet. The champion transitions from the snapmare into a reverse chin lock. Parks is using an awful lot of energy here in an attempt to wear down his opponent, but here comes Matt McLean once again fighting to the upright position. Elbow to the solar plexus by McLean, breaks the lock and pushing Parks into the ropes. Here comes Derek Cheap Shot Parks off the rebound. Sleeper hold applied over the logo by Matt McLean, and Parks did not want to get into this position with a man who's nicknamed the Crippler. Oh, surprise suplex by Derek Parks stops Matt McLean dead in his tracks and hooking the leg for the one, two, three. McLean kicks out, forcing this contest to continue. Parks pushes his shoulders back down. Another one, two, three, but McLean kicks out once again. Oh, Parks is furious and cranking up the challenger into the air by the hair. DCP angle slam, and this has to be it. Flip over in the cover. One, two, kick out by McLean, and Parks is now unloading with closed fists because Matt McLean just won't quit. McLean is now fighting back with punches of his own and getting to his knees. Here comes Parks pulling him into the upright position and throwing him off the rope. Leaping into the air, Parks comes off the rebound, putting in security by McLean, and wow, what a move. McLean is now calling for his finisher, but Sarah Richards just pulled DCP from the ring and out of harm's way, and this crowd is going crazy. McLean immediately starts to put the bad mouth on Richards, but the referee is now pulling him into the opposite side of the ring. I don't think the referee wants Matt McLean crippling Sarah Richards. Oh, look out! Chair shot from hell to the back of the head, and Jesus Christ, working the fry cooker at McDonald's. Did you see Ross unload with that chair shot from hell on DCP? Sarah Richards has been crushed under Derek Parks' body as he slammed into the ring apron, and the referee is now counting Parks out of the ring. Come on, ref! Didn't you see Ross hit him with the chair? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Ring the bell, and Matt McLean has won his first match here in WWA over DCP. My God, what an upset. But of course, it was with the help of Prince Ross.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is referee's decision that your winner by count out, the Crippler, Matt McLean. Because the television title can only change hands by pinfall, Jarrett Cheap Shot Parks is still the World Television Champion.
Folks, Matt McLean has just jumped down from the ring after getting his hand raised, and oh my God, he is going after the unconscious Sarah Richards. He's got her by the hair, and McLean is pulling for his finisher. McLean, don't do it! She's a girl, for Christ's sake, don't do it! Ross is smiling at McLean. He wants to see Richards finally crippled and out of WWA. Can anyone stop this craziness? Oh my God, that music, could it be? Yes, it's Daryl Bazaar. It's the boy wonder is sprinting down to ringside. Ross squares off against Bazaar, but Bazaar spears the big man right onto his back.
McLean drops Richards and he's going after Vazov. Here comes McLean with the sleeper hold on Vazov. But down, back, down the hill into the ring post, crushing McLean's spine and releasing the hold. Vazov tosses a steel chair back into the ring and he's rolling McLean back into the combat zone and following. Jackie McLean up into the air. Vazov comes down after the chair with the Light of Judgment finisher. Matt McLean is shaking from the impact. The blood is now gushing down Matt McLean's forehead, and entering the ring is WWE security, and they have finally gotten Vazov off of Matt McLean. I can remember when these two fought back in the NWA a few years ago, and now it's Vazov who is continuing the feud, firing off the first shot, picking up their feud just where it left off. The cat's out of the bag, and folks, when Matt McLean sees the replay of what just happened, it's gonna be open season on one Darryl Vazov. It's time to take a break, but when we return, it's gonna be Rick Righteous defending his eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship against True Greatness, Mike Morrison. We'll see you in a few.